Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, till 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9, right here on ESPN 97.5. Oh, my God. See, and now Ken Giles punching himself in the face is going to be a thing. It's the start of SportsCenter.
This is the sound of a closer complete... Well, not closer. A pitcher completely falling. That is a punch to the face of himself, and that is him letting you know that mentally he's just not able to handle it.
Well... He had been... All right, here's the deal. In a...
Who never punched themselves in the face ever? Justin Verlander. Because even when he started off poorly when he was younger, too mentally tough to punch himself in the face.
Yeah.
Greg Maddux never punched himself in the face.
Well, Greg Maddux never had to punch himself in the face.
I don't think Brad Lidge ever punched himself in the face either.
I don't know. He might have.
He had some meltdowns, but when did you ever see him lose his mind coming off a mound?
No, well, Giles is a different deal now. I mean, just like last night when he's screaming after he gets, you know, his third strikeout and they end the game and all. It's awesome. And Ken Giles, hey, look, here's the deal, is you're in a tie game in the ninth inning. You throw your best when you're at home. You've got to save your best when you're on the road because you need to close the game up. They couldn't have thrown Chapman. You throw your best. Giles has been their best guy out of the bullpen the last 2-3 weeks now. He has been he had 8 straight outings without a hit or a run. Mm-hmm. So you throw your guy. Now he did throw the night before, very emotional, getting the save in a 1-run game against the Yankees. I don't know if he was up for a letdown. He was your best option. That was fine. Verlander threw unbelievably, and you know, you bring in your best. You try to win the ball game, but when I didn't understand the rest of it though. Once he struck out Stanton, and Sanchez is coming up with first base open and one out. You walk him and you bring in a sinker ball pitcher, a guy who can induce a ground ball. And even if the guy is not a double play candidate, he still might hit a ground ball to somebody that you throw to the plate and get that force. You don't let Sanchez hit that. I don't care what his average is. I don't care how bad. He's hit some home runs the last couple of weeks here that have been huge. And oh, by the way, another one. But you give yourself an opportunity to win the game. Yeah, AJ knows more base. I get it. AJ's got a ring. I get it. Twitter. Well, you don't have. How many rings do you have? And how many? Okay.
No, I can barely hear your show. Or at least AJ can't because he's got rings.
He's got rings in his ear?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guess what? AJ's not infallible. And AJ made a mistake. You don't pitch to Sanchez. You just don't.
I didn't really have a huge problem taking out Verlander. It's a long season.
Yeah. He's thrown 100.
He had thrown plenty of pitches. It's easy in hindsight to say keep him in because, look, he was dominating. It's not like he was going anywhere. He hadn't been breaking down. So I guess you could have, if this were the postseason, yeah, he would have still been pitching in the ninth. We want to take him out in the postseason. But
no, he would definitely would, especially with those guys coming up.
Ken Giles, now, it's fair to say why was Ken Giles in a game a second day
in a row? He's been great lately.
Yeah, a second day in a row when you had other arms that were available.
That's true.
And other arms that have been getting people out.
Yeah, but Davinsky had pitched yesterday too, or the day before too, you know, and how many guys can you trust right now? And especially in that situation, what you needed, you did need Davinsky in that situation to induce a ground ball because his stuff sinks.
Will Harris was there. You didn't have to go back to Ken Giles. I mean, this is still Ken Giles. Okay. You still know what you're doing. You're still you know, goofing around trying to fart into a lighter with Ken Giles. What do you think you're doing? These lighter farts are stupid. You're going to burn your ass with it, and that's what happened. You got your ass burned by a lighter fart, and that's what Ken Giles coming out a second day in a row against the Yankees was.
So he's getting up, seven straight without a hit, seven straight clean innings. He had given up one hit but no runs in two-thirds against San Diego on the seventh. So Ken Giles has been great. He and as much as we, you know, he is still Ken Giles, and he does punch himself in the face. But he had been really good, and you work backwards from your bullpen when you got a tie game at home, and that's what they did, and it didn't work. But it didn't work in large part for two reasons. One, my head is going to explode. I think, dude, this lineup can when is okay? How much does it take to see that Evan Gattis is just lost? That Jake Mariznick is just lost. I mean, what? How many freaking times do you have to keep throwing him out there and saying, now, AJ, he sticks with his guys, and he, well, you know what? They're going to work their way out of it. If it was up to us, Giles wouldn't even be on the team after the way he was throwing early on and the way he threw last postseason. He stays with his guys. I get that. But man, you know what? What's going to start to happen is this rotation is going to start to say, "What the bleep? What? You know, you are going to have a divide in that locker room where Verlander's throwing unbelievably, and you can't get a run off of a makeshift bullpen because Montgomery, he had one inning, but Montgomery leads the game, and you want to talk about an ideal situation yep. for a team." And you can't take advantage of it because this lineup sucks right now.
A cold pitcher had to come in and you couldn't do anything against
nothing.
Him. You really couldn't do anything against him. You had like one opportunity. But here's the thing that concerns me. Look, you're going to run into some good pitching. The Yankees clearly have some good pitching. And that's all understandable. However, you're getting some really bad ABs from like I don't know that Jake Mariznick has had more than two good at-bats this entire year. Gattis's at-bats are just terrible. I don't even recognize Marwin Gonzalez anymore. I don't even recognize. He's just throwing his hands out there, and he looks like he has no confidence.
And everything. He's swinging at everything in the dirt and bouncing up there. My goodness. And Gattis and Mariznick. Fisher finally starts to hit a little bit, and you pull him. I don't get, whatever.
If they only had somebody who could hit, John, who could step into the lineup and give you a chance to.
There's no one left. There's no one in the organization that can possibly hit.
Oh well.
And come up here and be a give you some kind of decent at bats at the bottom of the order.
Guess you better make a trade.
And more at bats.
I would trade the Tucker kid for another bat.
Well,
would
no, you can't. No, he's untradeable. He's untouchable, Lance. He's untouchable because you know what you want? You in A-ball, you need some kind of pop.
Yeah.
You got to have that pop because that A-ball team is so important. That rookie league ball is so important to you right now, wherever the hell he is. I don't even care. Clint, well, he was 0-for-5 last night. He was 0-for-5 last night, John, so he wouldn't help. Well, I guess since he was 0-for-5 wherever the hell he is in Toledo or Portland, wherever the hell he is, he couldn't possibly have helped you because he was 0-for-5. So, all right. So that by that okay by that theory, Clint, he'd be hitting .278 right now, which is 150 points higher than Jake Mariznick. Okay.
Well, assuming that AAA or AA, where is he? Triple.
Well, no. If he's 0-for-5 in AAA, AA, wherever he is, then he would have been 0-for-5 here, is what he's saying.
Well, it should be harder to hit on a major league level. That does stand to reason.
Well, I guess, or he would hit. It wouldn't be the first time that a guy hit more in the majors than he hit in the minors.
Over your career, you're not typically going to do that.
Marwin Gonzalez hit more home runs last year than he hit in his whole minor league career. So guess what? You can improve. You can get better.
Marwin was the outlet. Last year you had to know. There's just so many people. It really irritates me when people don't have good common sense to know that there are obviously going to be players who have career years. And when you don't recognize that a guy's in the middle of a career year, that's not how it's going to be forever. Jake Mariznick, that's about as good as he could be last year. He had a good start to the season, then he got injured, but Man, I'm telling you what. It's okay for the bats to go a little cold, but you can't have you don't want bad season from 7, 8, 9, because if you have bad season from 7, 8, 9, then you get into some of the same, you know, issues that you've had over the past 4 years, which is inconsistent scoring because you have one part of your lineup that is completely dead. It's a completely dead. It's like walking. It's like getting off the toilet when you've been sitting there on your iPad forever and your feet don't work that well.
What does that happen to?
It's happened to me several times when I'm hiding in there watching shows on my iPad, and then you get up and you're like, oh, this feels like 7, 8, 9, sometimes 6.
And that was the difference between 2015 and 2017 was 6, 7, 8, 9. How much better it was.
So that was rare to see that, though.
Well,
that's why you had to know something special, and that's why you were historic.
Well, guess what? So then you make changes. I understand how, you know, AJ and Jeff Luhnow, they have loyalty to their guys. It's the first month of the season. We're just into the set. We got 5 months to go. Everybody's gripping. But we've got a big enough sample size of Jake Marisnyk. We have seen what Jake Marisnyk is. We know, and by the way, Evan Gattis, I know you love the caveman. You love the no gloves. You love the giant beard, the big burly guy. If there's a fight, you got him on your side. That's awesome. That's all that is just, and the two of them, and they got their bald heads, he and McCann, and it's like they're brothers, kindred brothers.
You are turning on the ash. You are turning on the same men that gave you the greatest parade of your life. Did you go to the parade?
No, I was a couple blocks away at Proof. Drinking beer.
Yeah, but they gave you some of your best drinking moments of all time, maybe. And you're turning on them this quickly after they helped you drink like that?
I'm not turning on anybody. I'm not turning. You know what?
You're making fun of an American treasure, Evan Gattis. That guy once worked as a janitor. Now he's a great success story.
Mm-hmm. Is it wrong that throughout this whole thing, I just got really depressed when John said there's like 5 months to go of baseball?
Yeah, it is. It is wrong. Defending champs.
All of this talk, and I was like, there's still 5 months to go.
5 months. Five more months.
They're 20-11. Oh. Everything's fine. The hitting is going to. Yeah, Marisnyk's coming around.
Coming around to what?
Huh?
Coming around to what?
Well, he did yesterday.
I said one he's for going two. To come around. He's unconscious right now. He's going to come around.
He's in a coma?
Yeah.
He's
going to come around.
My.
And let's just be honest here. We really are burying the lead a little bit. The Ken Giles thing had Houston completely, for you to come in and literally come into a 0-0 game where Verlander tied a career high for strikeouts. Like he was just killing it. And for you to come in and it was so polar opposite. This guy can't get anybody out. He gets one punch out. I can't remember who he struck out.
He struck out Stanton.
Yeah, he struck out Giancarlo. Well, everybody does that. Yeah, that's no nothing. Big deal. And then, I mean, he was hit hard by Judge, hit hard by Didi.
Mm-hmm.
He punched out Stanton, and then he got yarded deep center field.
Way yarded.
Deep center field to where Sanchez gave him a little shippy little look. I said shippy, but I want to say the other word. Where he even had his little, a little swagger.
That's what he should.
He just pulled up just short of a bat.
Well, yesterday, Giles is screaming at the top of his lungs after he strikes out the side. We won!
I'm back!
And then
he got just annihilated. And as he's walking off the field, they come and get him, right? This is after a pitching coach comes out. Strom comes out like, all right, we're fine. We're going to get your spin rate working, get you spinning the ball the right way, which we'll get into that one next because the Astros had some beef with another pitcher. And once Strom walks out, he goes, what's going on with the spin rate? He's like, it's not doing so great. We'll get your spin rate tightened up. Get the axes where they're supposed to be. Okay.
All right.
So that crusty old pitching coach leaves. Then he gets yarded and embarrassed. He's walking off the field. And I'm watching to see if anything, because he's got to look like he's not happy. And then they cut to break. I'm like, okay, no big deal. Then I find out from Deadspin later that Ken Giles punched himself in the face. You see him take his right hand and punch himself right in the face as he's walking off.
Because I saw Verlander was on the steps.
Verlander punched him too.
Waiting to punch him in the face. But once he saw that, that Giles was already punching himself in the face, he said,
Wait a minute. Strom went out there and didn't bring a foreign substance to help
him? Apparently.
We're going to get to that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, there goes Trevor Bauer's, his whole theory.
If you haven't heard this.
It's called the Astros bullpen.
If you haven't heard this, of course, the two saltiest Twitter feeds in the Astros, Lance McCullers and Alex Bregman, were firing back at
Trevor
Cleveland Bob. Cleveland Indian pitcher. But it got a little funky on Twitter yesterday with the Astros basically being accused of cheating.
Yep. All right, let's take one here. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. You're more than welcome to do that. I know our team, we're champions. I get that. Our team is champions, and we shouldn't question anything. Well, I'm going to tell you this. You're not going to question champion energy. I'm going to tell you that. You're going to be like, best customer service I've ever seen. How about the low monthly payments I'm making? The other guys are all, well, we've got, free weekends, and we've got, and by the way, Champion Energy has free weekends. But we've got, look at this rate that we got. And then you get your bill, and you're like, what the bleep? Those are a lot of fees you're adding on there. No, what? How much am I paying here? But you're stuck because you signed a two-year deal or whatever you signed at that rate, and you said, oh. So you got to be able to trust your electricity company. I trust mine. I'm going to tell you that. I've saved a bunch of money over the years. You can too. 1560energy.com, 1560energy.com, 281-653-5090, promo code 1560.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Trying to be aggressive in the zone. Try to power him down with some sliders. Made a horrible pitch. You deserve to hit it over the fence. That's it. That's how it goes. I screwed up a win. We should have won this game. We should have bounced back. I didn't give our team a chance. Of course, I'd be frustrated over that. This team deserves the best out of everybody, and they need me to be the best I can be. They deserve that, and that's what I'm going to give them from here on out.
I don't believe you. Last night got the win, but yesterday you took an L. He's going opposite Big Sean, and he's going from the bounce back to taking the L because he stunk. And you know what? Do you really believe that, you know what, from now on, I'm going to give them the best that I can? You're mentally, you're done. You got to go to another team. You're just like a kicker. Kickers are done, once pitchers are done, mentally, they got to go somewhere else.
I don't know about that. I do know that the Astros won't do that. I do know the Astros won't do it because – you know, we got to be loyal. We got to be loyal to Jake Marisnyk, you know, a guy that wasn't even on the playoff roster because of injuries. You got to be ultimately loyal to him. You got to be ultimately loyal to everyone in the bullpen, apparently, except Neshek, who got beat it.
Well, but it's not like they just keep rolling out. Like, they have used Giles they've been very careful with how they've used him. I give them credit for that.
No, he did a wonderful job in getting Giles back. But again, he had 8 straight outings of scoreless ball. So he was pitching pretty well. He was doing a nice job. And AJ handled it great. He didn't put him into situations where, you know, one run game where his head could explode or a scoreless game like last night until this week. He said he finally had the confidence back in Giles to put him in really crucial situations. He came through once and he didn't the next time. It was a back to back or two. I don't know. Maybe AJ overdid it. I don't know. I mean, can you count on a guy 2 nights in a row, a guy like Giles, a guy who punches himself in the face? I don't know. I'm not sure. All I know is that he didn't come through. Now, that said, it was Judge, Gregorius, Stanton, and Sanchez. I mean, it's not like he did that against Slappy.
That's a pretty good 1-2-3-4. It's going to be maybe the best in baseball this year, potentially.
Yeah, you know, Sanchez is hitting like crap, too. Gregorius and Judge have been carrying him. But that's a pretty, that's murder. Right now, that's the best version of Murderer's Row in baseball. The way that Gregorius is hitting, and you know what Stanton's capable of, and Sanchez too. So that is that said, they're really, really, really good.
You know who's mad as hell and isn't going to take it anymore? I bet Gilbert is.
You think Gilbert is mad and not going to take it right now?
Yeah. I'm just interested after something like that happens where you get a great performance from Verlander and then the bats and Giles lets him down. I'm just kind of curious what the big relentless G Money says.
What do you think, Gilbert?
Gilbert, are you just...
Well, there's that.
You can't get anything from him.
Apparently, he's calm about the whole situation.
40 seconds and immediately sleeps.
He's calm about the whole situation.
Yeah.
You see this?
All right, if you are awake and want to call us and you are awake and... If you're awake and want to talk about this, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Put him on hold for a second. You need to bring up the Bauer story because this is kind of a big deal here in Houston. There was a lot of people talking about this yesterday, and rightfully so. He basically accused the Houston Texans of cheating, of their pitching staff, something happening where guys magically, their spin rates improve whenever they come to the Astros.
Yeah. Trevor Bauer, if you don't know who he is, he's a good pitcher for the Cleveland Indians.
Or Tyler, as was it Travis or Tyler? I think Bregman called him Tyler,
which is a little bit disrespectful. Yeah. Just a little bit disrespectful. But apparently, he is of the opinion that when you get to the Astros, see, last year he was not able to pitch in the postseason because he cut his hand on his drones. Okay. What, first of all,
yeah,
you're a grown man. Okay, stop playing with drones. He's apparently a California dude, a surfing kind of dude. And he cut his hand, and baseball wouldn't let him use a certain kind of glue, even though it wasn't sticky. I don't know how this glue wasn't sticky.
Yeah.
But he said he had a glue that wasn't sticky, and yet baseball wouldn't let him. Now he's saying, well, wait a minute.
For his stitches.
Because
you know that when you stitch it up, it's a lot of times... They say you can stitch it up with like just super glue.
Yeah.
Or Gorilla Glue, whatever. You can use that to stitch.
And so he tweeted this. If only there was just a really quick way to increase spin rate. Like, what if you could trade for a player knowing that you could bump his spin rate a couple hundred RPM overnight? Imagine the steals you could get on the trade market. If only that existed. And apparently back came, Lance McCullers. You knew Lance McCullers wouldn't sit for this. Jealousy isn't a good look on you, my man. You have great stuff and have worked hard for it, like the rest of us. No need for this. I will ask, though, because my spin rate and spin axis on my four seam is ASS, a dollar dollar.
Mm-hmm. I call that ass.
Ass, yeah. The kids are going to school.
Oh, right, man, my fault. I wouldn't want John say anything that kids might think is questionable content.
Right.
You've had 20 years of not doing it, and I expect you to keep that win streak going.
And Alex Bregman retorted.
Here comes Bregman. He can't. Who said that? Who the said that? Give me. Where's my phone? Where is my phone? Oh, my. I cannot wait to tear into his monkey ass. I'm going to kill Bauer.
See, kids, that's the bad man who says bad
words.
Well,
that's Bregman saying that.
Oh, well, that's fine. Yeah. Then.
And then Bregman's like, he's got a ring. I don't have a ring.
Relax, Tyler. Those World Series balls spin a little different.
Well, that's pretty good trolling right there.
There's a huge, huge hole in Trevor Bauer or Tyler Bauer, whatever, in Bauer's argument, and it's called the Astros bullpen. If apparently Brett Strom is giving this pine tar or glue or whatever he's given to his starters, and he's hiding it from the bullpen because the starters are some of the best in baseball, the best in baseball, and the relievers are some of the worst.
So that's not true necessarily. How is the reliever spin rate? Because his argument is the spin rate for the Astros
apparently
is
not as good as the starters. Because they are getting.
Well, you still have to
throw a ball. I watched the difference in spin rate between Verlander and Giles, and it was remarkable. It was remarkable how different it was.
Well, the spin rate make up for just not being good.
Well, and again, I don't think that there's anybody who throws 100 that's more hittable than Ken Giles. For whatever. I mean, he throws the flattest 100-mile-an-hour fastball ever. But that's neither here nor there. But you would think that if everybody in that rotation or in that on that staff would be unbelievable, since they're cheating. They're all cheating.
You can't make it obvious. You can't have the entire pitching staff with an under 2 ERA. Your cheating has to be...
Yeah, Giles is the patsy.
Yeah, you're cheating, and Tony Sipp and Giles are your patsies.
But let's get a couple of bullpen guys to...
Well, Giles went 7 straight, and then they're like, hey, Giles, you're making a little obvious here.
Well, what I would think is, though...
Give up a bomb to Sanchez.
What I love, though, is... And I love, you know, when we are looking at people's injuries from thousands of miles away and talking about, you know, any kind of analysis that is so far from wherever and without any proof whatsoever. And, you know, dude is just making accusations. What I think is this, that somebody who was on a Brent Strom staff would come out at some point because they're on another team and say, well, they're over there cheating. I don't know if you guys know this.
You wouldn't say it publicly. This whole thing is, let me tell you now, this is, I think for years, guys have known about other guys cheating. And even if the Astros were, it's almost like that unwritten rule that you're not supposed to talk about it at all. Like, unless you have proof. But Major League Baseball players knew, pitchers knew that hitters were cheating for years and years and years. And finally it was some, who was it? I'm trying to remember who it was. Feels like it was somebody from the White Sox said, yeah, I'm really tired of this. You know, we're just letting hitters cheat, and we're not, because remember they were weak on drug tests? Like they didn't have the PED test at all. And they're like, I'm pretty sick of this. We all know they're cheating. We're not going to test. We need to make, because I kept thinking, if they're cheating, why isn't baseball, why aren't pitchers who are getting rocked making a bigger deal so they get drug testing involved? And they finally did. You know, Daryl Hamilton knew about guys. He thought we were crazy for not putting pitchers on blast. He said, you guys don't ever talk about pitchers. I'm like, well, because yeah, because look at them. They don't look like they're on steroids. He goes, it's not even how it is. There's plenty of pitchers on steroids. But
not Roger Clemens.
You're not, but he has no proof. He has no proof other than a spin rate. And and the Astros have gone out of their way to make that one of the top things. And there's something else here, too, where Bauer had an idea for some type of cameras that are used. Their drive, I can't remember the name of the cameras. Actually, if you go to his Twitter page, it's on there. Maybe he has part ownership of it. But the Astros use these cameras that help with the spin rates and all that stuff. And they're using technology. Like, I don't know. If they're cheating, then they're doing a hell of a job, because nothing has been found on baseballs to my knowledge. And how can you cheat? Now, you could say, okay, well, it's their grip. They're helping with their grip. You really, if there's something sticky enough, it's not going to be on a baseball somewhere?
You know, this all started because a random tweet from just a Twitter guy to a baseball account that Trevor Bauer follows. I think it's called Driveline Base.
Driveline Base. That's also his company or his idea or something like
that. So it was a tweet to that Twitter account that Bauer obviously followed, because it was a quote tweet that Bauer saw. And then he was like, he did the emoji over and over and over and over again.
About 25 times.
Because the tweet questioned the Astros spin rate and how Charlie Morton got away with going to his mouth in Game 7 against the Yankees. And then the baseball account was like, huh. And kind of gave it some credence, and Trevor Bauer's like, okay. And then that's how it all started.
I do need to know, because I can't remember, why was Charlie Morton allowed to have a gigantic thing of gum that he was able to touch and then use the base? Because Joe Buck brought it up, like, is this right? And I can't remember, he and John Smoltz addressed it. And I wanted to say Smoltz thought it was okay, that it was up to the umpire knows that, and it's up to the umpire to do something. But I almost think that Smoltz said something like, it's an advantage, like, the umpires let the advantages go. You know, they say pine tar is a big problem in baseball right now. They say there was an article just the other day that said pine tar is a huge problem with pitchers and hitters going well beyond where they're supposed to be in terms of using it. And we know baseball is the cheatiness ass sports that there is. They're going to cheat no matter what in baseball. But this just looks a little suspicious for him to take spin rates and try to extrapolate into the Astros have figured out how to cheat and are gaming the system to get to steal people in trades.
Well, there is a reason for all of this.
Brent Strom is a god. That's all he needs to say.
There is a reason. It goes way back that Trevor Bauer is attacking the Astros and specifically Garrett Cole. And we will talk about that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. But first, let's play some. How about some Omaha today?
How about attacking some Omaha? They've got me and Uncle Freddie were talking about that, how he loves Omaha. I'm like, dude, there's just such crazy swings in that. He goes, I know, that's why I love it. Yes, that's why I hate it. And I know you're kind of on team love also over there, John. But, you know, for me, I'm a big fan of the no limit hold'em. And they've got the no limit hold'em because then you're going to talk about it. You got to be about it. No limit hold'em. And whether it's for a tournament, whether it's for a cash game, it really doesn't matter. That's going to be something that they offer you at Prime Social. You can bring, if you love to compete and you love poker, they've got the spot for you at Prime Social. It's beautiful. It's the nicest poker club you're going to find in the entire city. And the best part is, when you go to Prime Social, you're going to have 20 felt tables brand new. You're going to have 29 different televisions that are there waiting for you so you can watch all your favorite games, and you're going to have a relaxed atmosphere where you can enjoy your poker. Go to PrimeSocialTX.com and learn more about how you can jump in and start having a lot of fun. Bring your neighborhood game out to Prime Social. Go to PrimeSocialTX.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Yo, I go by the name of Dane Jones. I'm with my crew, and we gonna show y'all what we be snacking on. You dig?
Okay.
Hot Cheetos and Takis. Hot Cheetos and Takis. I can't get enough of these Hot Cheetos and Takis.
It seems like the Rockets were winning and the Astros got hot again when you played Hot Cheetos and Takis.
That's what it seems like to you? 736 ESPN 97.5. So here's the deal. Garrett Cole and Trevor Bauer were teammates at UCLA in the first and third overall picks in the 2011 draft. And apparently they just don't like each other. Here is something written by someone on this subject. It became so bitter that as they both went through their first major league spring trainings earlier this year, they flatly declined to comment on each other's situations. I don't know the roots of the dispute, but I imagine somewhere Cole was nodding knowingly last week when rumors surfaced that the D-backs were already shopping Bauer because his attitude during his brief big league baptismal last summer had been a turnoff.
Attitude bomb put on him?
Yeah.
That's a good look.
Well, apparently, and he does. He is a California dude, and he just has a lot of attitude, Trevor Bauer. And he's looking over at Garrett Cole going, oh, wait a minute. This dude's having look at his spin rate and how unbelievable. 61 strikeouts in 6 starts. Oh my God, this dude is cheating. Yeah. And he has to come from the top rope and accuse the entire organization of cheating. But again, it is baseless. It has absolutely no foundation because all you have to do is go, look at the bullpen. Look at the bullpen. Yeah, the starters. Oh, really? Justin Verlander is great? Oh, you mean the guy that won the Cy Young, Dallas Keuchel's great?
What if
Dallas Keuchel's not great.
No, he's not.
Well, but he's. What if he was?
What if I took devil?
Apparently, he lost that secret pine tar sauce.
What if I went devil's advocate and I said, "Okay, Colin McHugh got
Can't
it right."
Can't he borrow any Verlanders?
Somehow, the Astros do get and I'm not accusing them of anything, but they got Colin McHugh pitching good again. Like they have been.
But
really,
Colin McHugh was good. Now, Colin McHugh won 19 games.
From where?
Colin McHugh was
with
3 years ago
with the Astros.
Yeah,
before the Astros. I'm talking about they have done a hell of a job with reclamation projects. More than one, more than two. Charlie Morton was a little, and he had good stuff. He's been a reclamation. Garrett Cole is better. Justin Verlander took off. I see where you would say, I don't know. I'd love to just know more about how you increase spin rate. Is it the grip or?
Well, apparently it is. Justin Verlander talks about it, how how he, just a simple change in the way that he that his hand is even bowed when he's throwing this pitch has made a huge difference.
Now, I don't want, if it's something that is proprietary and it's their advantage, then I don't want them saying anything about how they do it at all.
Right. No.
But I
why would they give that away?
Exactly. But devil's advocate here, Bauer could be looking and saying, look, I don't care about bad pitchers in the bullpen. I'm talking about guys with talent who are starting right now, some good pitchers who are going from good to potentially great because their spin rate is going to make breaking pitches. We already know the Astros put a greater emphasis on breaking pitches than anybody else, and that's because they get better spin rate. I don't think, I mean, what Bauer did, period, flat and simple, is against all baseball rules. You don't go out and accuse, but he's also obviously a hothead who's going to do that. And he's a Twitter guy. He's going to get out there and throw stuff out there on Twitter. But for you to throw an entire organization under the bus, because, like, that's something that would have never happened in the past, even if you believed that, like, that's one of those, Pete Incaviglia would put hands on him for saying stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
You're not allowed to do that in the Inky's world.
Well, I will say this, though.
And Inky yesterday, if you didn't hear that, you need to go let Pete Incaviglia, I don't care if it's independent league, Pete Incaviglia is, if you wear a hat a certain way,
don't.
You're getting, and he even goes,
and I Del played came, with. How about this? When Del came to the park yesterday, he had his hat on backwards.
No, Del.
Yeah.
No.
So? Do you think, I thought Pete Incaviglia was going to come up in the press box and just tear you a new one.
Man, baseball, EAD baseball. I had a backwards hat on. I wasn't playing, so it doesn't matter what my hat looks like. I did see the guy who he had an issue with. I've never seen a guy play baseball with this hat position that way.
I've never seen it before. It was.
I went back to on YouTube because the Skeeters put their games up there, and I saw the incident. And then he actually pitched while Raheel and I were doing the show, and his hat was at an angle I've never seen for a baseball player while playing.
And it stayed on.
He was this wild, not wild, but he had all this arm movement. He was a kind of a, not herky jerky, but he wasn't like this compact pitcher. His arms were swinging around, leg kicking all, and the hat stayed where it was supposed to be, at least in his eyes.
And when what happened to him? How did they light him up?
It was baseball, so I got bored and just looked at my laptop.
You didn't even look?
I watched him pitch three pitches, and I just, all right, I got a show to do, and I don't want to fall asleep watching baseball.
Hey, there's no chance the Astros will hit Bauer. Well, you can't hit Bauer.
No, they're not going to hit Bauer.
I wonder if anything else.
No, but I'll tell you this.
Do you think it meant?
What you mean? I mean, did you mean get any hits off of him? Well, because the odds are no there too.
Oh well, yeah. I guess. Well, they will. Some of them will.
Uh-oh.
The odds are very good that the first five or six hitters will, and then the odds go down substantially. Well. But serious question here: do you somebody's going to pick up on this and go write a piece and go study this? You know that, right? Like Twitter is going to start. Somebody's going to pick up on this.
And I disagree with you. Somebody, if there was any proof that they were doing stuff over here, somebody that was on this staff and Brent Strom was teaching them how to cheat would come out with it. This is 2018. It ain't 1960. But if they were doing anything, there would be rumors. This is Trevor Bauer, who hates Gerrit Cole, who is saying this crap because Gerrit Cole is having so much success. That's where this is coming from. Coming from any place where he has any knowledge of anything that Brent Strom is doing.
But, you know, when he had his feet put to the fire a little bit, he kind of backed off yesterday because he realized this is not a good look. Oh, I'm not saying that anyone's cheating. I'm just saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he backed off because I think he knows, baseball-wise, maybe even a teammate said, dude, you should not, you got to be careful about this kind of stuff. Because it really is, it's best-case scenario, it's snitching. Worst-case scenario, you are opening up conjecture all over baseball for everyone. And this is a game that has a deep, rich history of cheating, and especially performance-enhancing drugs. You open up a whole thing for everybody to start picking at every player again, and baseball really doesn't want that.
But Pandora's box is already open. This Astros staff now is it's clear that they have there is a target on them that you better not be caught with anything because
now you've definitely
you
put
definitely
something
have
on.
Opened up just with the innuendo, just with the insinuation.
Yep.
You've opened up Pandora's box.
I think if the Astros want to
push some of the attention off themselves. Go a string in the rotation with giving up four runs.
No. We'll pitch Keuchel four times in a row, four straight times.
Well, you can't really do that to Keuchel, but I'm saying Garrett Cole, Justin Verlander, if you want to get suspicion off of you, maybe don't pitch so well in your next couple outings.
No, that's not what you're going to do.
That's not what we want, Del.
No, Del. If you don't want
people, that's a terrible way to go about this. you don't want to prove that you're not cheating.
Look, you're like, hey, Trevor Bauer's completely out of his mind. We just got smacked around by the Marlins. What do you want from us?
Yeah.
Now, if you're Bauer, you're looking over there. Did they just have a run of 12 straight games with a team ERA, with a starting pitching ERA of like 1.3?
Yeah, that doesn't help the suspicion, by the way.
Were they like a one? Is this the fourth time starters? No, fourth. It's probably like the seventh time starters have given up four hits or less in seven innings. Like, this doesn't, something doesn't, and they're all their strikeouts per nine are over, they're in double digits.
Yeah. It wasn't just him. It's some other dumbass who believes he's
strong.
He's some pitching savant that posed the original spin rate question.
Yeah.
It may be, I don't know, maybe Brent Strom has some magical grip.
Maybe he's got juice, some random great pitcher juice.
Hey, and you know what?
Like Lance's boo-boo juice?
But
that stuff is magic.
Opposite, but, because the Astros don't boo-boo all over themselves, at least their starters don't, right, as opposed to Lance, is always, there's always a chance he won't make it to the toilet in time.
Right.
That's hateful. Do you know... My kids are literally headed to school. What are they talking about?
Your daddy drinks boo-boo juice.
Daddy doesn't make it to the toilet at work, Mom.
So even if, but seriously though, even if the Astros were super hardcore cheating, you're still not supposed to talk about it.
No.
You're still not supposed to bring that up to the general humans that are on Twitter. You're still not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
And if they're not cheating, then you have really crossed the line here, because you've opened this Pandora's box, not just for the Astros, but for everybody again, which baseball's been trying to close that box for over a decade now. Yeah. Well over a decade.
I'm a fan of Trevor Bauer.
Rob Manfred is not going to be happy with Trevor Bauer. I mean,
baseball's got to always add something. If we're going to go for 8 months out of the year, add some spice. Have a guy accuse the best rotation in baseball of cheating.
Ken Giles punched himself in the face. Who wants Draymond Green to be punched in the face? How about that tease? How about that? I just teased.
Are you just
going
to tell him? Because you usually just ruin the tease.
Yeah, Charles Barkley. Yeah. We'll talk about it on the other side.
There you go. I love this country dearly. I can feel the light of clearly.
But I never thought I'd be alone. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Friendly chatter between Rajon Rondo and Draymond Green.
That's what you want to call it?
What do you want to call it, Chuckster?
I just want somebody to punch him in the face.
Which one? American Express Halftime Report.
I really do. I just want somebody to punch him in the face.
Why you don't like Draymond?
Yo, Jay in Atlanta.
I want to punch him in the face.
Why you don't like Draymond? I'm just telling you, I want to punch his ass in the face. I do.
Why? Why? Relax, what makes you upset?
You asked me a question. I gave you a question.
I didn't ask you, do you want to punch him? You said, dude. I said, why?
Get it. When Chuck get like that, just leave him alone.
No, I like him.
Okay. Man.
Nice face. That's playoff intensity. Yeah, there you go.
Charles Barkley last night. I don't know, Charles, that you ought to be saying punch in the face. Apparently, Del, you got Draymond's mom was on Twitter.
Yeah, she pretty much said Charles don't want none of that. But nope. I'll find the actual thing.
I agree.
But she responded to Charles.
I agree. I don't think Charles wants any Draymond Green right now. Charles is an older man now.
I don't think he's actually considering a fight with him.
Well, no, but he's saying on national television, I'd like to see somebody punch him. I'd like to punch him in the face.
Charles says a lot of stuff on national television.
No, I get that, but not usually anything like punching somebody in the face.
Haven't you wanted to punch someone in the face and it's a thought of yours, but you know it's not a good idea for you to go punch him in the face? I'm sure that's just what Charles is expressing. He's
but you keep it to yourself then. You don't say it on
Draymond,
national television.
Draymond, of all people.
And Draymond, yeah, Draymond.
It's too much money involved. Neither one of them is fighting each other, but these are the comments.
Not a real fight that's going to happen.
Well, it could be.
No. That's a proverbial, he is the guy that you want to punch.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, Draymond is, let's face it, we finally have Dennis Rodman back in the
game.
I mean, he's full-on Dennis Rodman. There's almost, other than the dress and the lip ring and tattoos, he does everything the exact same. He plays hard, can defend, rebounds.
Shoots better.
Shoots better, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's the same irritant.
That clip
he's of, the same irritant that Rodman was.
That clip of him getting tied with Anthony Davis, if you just superimpose Draymond's face, I mean, Dennis Rodman's face on Draymond last night, okay, that looked exactly what Dennis Rodman would do to a star player.
I couldn't believe that Draymond was getting held like that. Poor Draymond.
Yeah,
man, Draymond. Isn't he masterful, though, at making things look a certain way? He's like grabbing onto him with his leg. Draymond's such a creep.
He grabbed his ankle and rolled him.
Dude.
I know. And then when he got up, Anthony Davis actually was going back at him. Draymond's like really selling it. Like, hey, what the hell's going on here? I'm just trying to play some basketball. Huh. It's just me, Draymond Green, basketball player. Like, dude, you are such a chode.
No. The scariest thing was freaking Steph last night. Oh, my God. He's been off for how long? And he comes in and just lights up, man. He is.
If the Rockets get by, which I expect them to, and the Golden State, like, it's going to be what we all expect.
Yeah.
At least in the West. It's a dogfight. You knew it was going to be.
You sure this is going to be a dogfight? 8 of 15, 7 rebounds.
The Pelly, they're
3 steals. You know, he did have 6 turnovers, but Steph Curry was plus 26 last night. Plus 20 frickin' 6. Yeah. Everybody else on the Warriors, plus 6, plus 1, minus 5, minus 11, minus 8.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
we got hot. That's what happens. I mean, you didn't think it was going to be easy to beat the Warriors, did you?
No, but, you know, I was hoping that they'd have a couple injuries.
They have. It just didn't happen.
No, but I was hoping for the series they'd have a couple of injuries. We still got
a long time, but Rajon Rondo still plays.
Yeah.
Rajon Rondo's still out there on the court. You never know.
You never know. And then you had, I wish ESPN would just get off LeBron's nuts. I mean, good Lord.
It's unbelievable.
Dude took 30 shots last night to score 26 points.
Well, he didn't play well.
No, he didn't.
He was talking about, well, that's why Toronto's in trouble, because he didn't even shoot the ball well, and they still lost.
But because he was in crunch time, because he actually made a couple of shots in crunch time, it was LeBron, St. LeBron again.
Well, it was another triple-double. He did provide that.
Oh, yeah, but again, 26 shots, or 30 shots to score 26 points.
It's always going to be St. LeBron.
And it's not even really about the points. It's coming off of Game 7 where he had to give it all, and he went on the road, and he beat a team heavily favored, and he didn't even shoot the ball well, which doesn't bode well for Toronto, because when Cleveland actually gets the rest, it might be a problem for the Raptors.
They're just so I've never bought into the Raptors, never. They don't strike me as a team that can win at a high level.
This series ain't over though. This Cleveland team is not.
But
that
people
good.
Thought Cleveland was ripe for the picking, and maybe they still are. But losing Game 1. When everything is in your favor, it's not a great look for the Raptors.
But it's typical Lowry, DeRozan in crunch time. They sucked. Okay, they couldn't hit shots that they have to hit. And I think Toronto is winning this series. I think that I do. I don't believe in this Cavs team at all.
I think Cavs won.
Well, do you believe in you decide you believe in Toronto more than you believe in LeBron and the Cavs?
Yeah.
Hey, save it there.
That's strong.
I don't want him to go away. Let me get Bobby said he's got some insight into spin rate. Let's get Bobby in here real quick before the top of the break. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey. So I follow Driveline Baseball and Trevor and all these other guys. Yeah, I'm pretty into the whole baseball nerdery thing. But so I think, you know, where a lot of this stemmed from last year, a lot of pitchers were accusing the MLB of coming out with new baseball that were harder to grip. And, you know, they weren't able to control the ball as well and move it like they wanted to. So I think a lot of guys in general probably started, you know, whether it's going to their mouth like Charlie Morton or trying to find some kind of sticky substance just so they could get a better grip on the ball. And maybe from there they found that maybe they got more spin rate. And the whole Trevor Bauer thing, I mean, he's huge into the science of it, and he's really going to try to optimize. I respect him for the fact that he tried to optimize his delivery over the years and everything, but apparently he did his own study with and without pine tar, and that's where he saw that he could get 400 more RPMs. And from there. Now he's kind of extrapolating that out. Whether that's worthy of accusing the Astros of cheating or not, I probably wouldn't do that if I were him. But
well, let me ask you a question. Wouldn't there be some residue? Wouldn't there be some proof? Wouldn't Major League Baseball be able to find it out pretty quickly if there's some pine tar? Because every time a ball hits the ground, the ball gets thrown out of play and goes to Major League officials, where they could easily look at the ball to find out if there's any pine tar on it.
Yeah, and again, I don't personally think they're cheating, but I'm just saying that's kind of my understanding. I've been following it for the last week or so, and I know that Kyle Bodie from Driveline and Trevor, they do all kinds of different experiments. So I think they're trying to tie, you know, their experiment to something outside of that. And, you know, I don't think it's worthy of necessarily the accusations that they're providing. But I also find it interesting, too, because Driveline, I believe, consults the Astros.
Oh, and, yeah. And Bauer, they use the technology.
Yeah, and Bauer actually has worked with Strom since he was 14. So I find it very interesting, kind of the circle of influences here and how it's all tying together. But I just want to kind of throw my two cents in.
Oh, my God. Is this like Icarus?
Is it like when it's Roger
Brent
Craig?
Strom is actually getting everyone to cheat, and now Trevor Bauer is coming out with it and exposing all of Major League Baseball?
He could. Remember when Roger Craig kept saying, yeah, I invented, I'm the one who got all the split finger stuff going. This guy's cheating. Remember he was 100% sure that Mike Scott was cheating, and it turns out Mike Scott was cheating.
Well,
you remember that?
We all knew Mike Scott was cheating.
Here's 14 baseballs. I just wanted you, Major League Baseball, they're like, they're checking their glove. We can't find it. It was in somebody else's glove.
Mm-hmm.
But the scuff, like baseball, I don't want to believe the Astros are doing anything at all.
The Astros aren't doing anything.
But this is a Major League pitcher who knows a little something about spin rate, who's saying, why are their spin rates different? I'm just going to assume that Brent Strom is a god and that he's got a special grip. And that's all. Now, 2000 Lance also wasn't sure the steroids was an issue with hitters. I just thought maybe the bats were corked. Or maybe there's juice balls. No, guys, why would anyone use steroids? This is just 2000 Lance Erlein's like, guys, this is probably just juice balls. And the altitude in Colorado and in San Francisco with Barry Bonds, that's not, no. And Mark McGwire is just lifting a lot of weights. And Sammy Sosa's got a fast bat. Guys, there's nothing here. There's nothing to the steroids thing. I have always been the sucker in Major League Baseball. Like, guys, there's nothing to, Mike's guy's not doing anything, guys. He's got an amazing split finger pitch. Like every time in baseball, I get clowned by, I have never used performance enhancing drugs in my life. What was his name?
Rafael Palmeiro.
And then Rafael Palmeiro, like, oh, yeah, yeah, tested. Yeah, yeah. We got a lot of stuff that shows that you were cheating. No, watch me come back to baseball. Couldn't get a hit in like 30 straight games. All right, I'm out of here, guys. Y'all be good. And I'm like, and we never heard from him. How was I duped again in baseball?
By the way, we haven't heard from him again. All right, taking a break. Live, we're at the top of the hour. John and Lance, 713-780-3776. Come on in, hang out with us here on ESPN 97.
Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. You can go there if you like. I mean, if you don't like thousands of dollars in savings, a greater selection, more aggressive trade-in value for your vehicle, and the types of interior and exterior features that you're looking for, then you're not going to like this place because that's what they have. If you're looking for limited selection, higher prices, and pushy salesmen, go somewhere else. You're going to love it somewhere else here in Houston. I know if you go out to Angleton, those are good people in Angleton. You know there's some squirrels in the city of Houston, but not in Angleton. It's good people. It's good people like Craig DeSurf and Rick DeLuna, or like the DeLuna brothers and Rick Drenner. They're out there making sure that you get the very best offers that you can. And they have lower overhead, so they are able to offer it at more discounted prices. Yes, they have dealer cash back, and they have different types of dealer incentives that are going on from month to month for you to check out. But the great thing is, one of the things they can control is trade-in value for the vehicle that you have. There's so much where they can help you get the most bang for your buck and get the car that you want at a better price. Yeah, it's like 40, 45-minute drive, but it also is going to save you thousands in most cases. Pickup trucks, SUVs, crossover vehicles, and even cars like the Chevy Cruze, the Camaro, even the Corvette. Go online and see their entire stock right now at LanceZCars.com.
This is Jose Altuve, All-Star and MVP. If you need a new vehicle, get down to GovCut Chevrolet with GMC. Chevy, find new roads.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.